Oh. Unusual? Is that what you call it?
Unusual.
He's an unusual dresser. I don't know what Stuart Clark sort of is like in the fashion stakes. He wouldn't be anywhere near as unusual as our man Andrew, but he's a good fella. He's a great broadcaster and a fabulous cricketer through his time as well, and he's been good enough to join us this morning on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Stewie.
Morning, boys. And fashion, I'll be honest, fashion's not my thing. It's someone else's thing.
Now, just as a template, while we're there, Stewie, just for a bit of fun, are you a jeans and T-shirt sort of fella? Are you a shorts and jumper? What's your go-to?
Nah, jeans and T-shirt, man. Shorts and jumper, goodness gracious. I didn't play rugby, but goodness gracious. Shorts, jeans, T-shirt, shorts, T-shirt. Actually, shorts are most things that go these days in summer. I don't really want to do anything else other than just be casual and cool.
Oh, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you. Shorts are all year round around here, so couldn't get enough of that. Not the jumper activity. I'm with you there. Hey, we've seen the one-day series be played already, and we've seen India relatively disappointing early doors. It's pretty cool, the first two games, Joey, but bounced back last game in a dead rubber. What about the T20s? What sort of form look will we get from the Indians in the T20s? Because they've been more than capable of that coming off the IPL and their recent performances in internationals as well.
Look, I think they looked underdone. In fairness, the Australians looked underdone as well. And it was, I think we probably batted and we just played a little bit better cricket. But I think international teams are pretty good, are pretty strong across the board. But if you get a couple of injuries, you can change really quickly. And the Australian team with Stark, Cummins and David Warner out, their standard obviously dropped. We're taking out three world-class players for a lot of years. And the Indians, well, they got a little bit better and they found a bit more balance in their team with Pandya bowling and a few of the new guys coming in to, you know, replace some of the bowls that hadn't done so well. So I actually think the Indians will be far, far more competitive than they were in the game in the 3-1 days. And given they won the last one, but I actually, the teams are so close. And without Rohit Sharma being here for the one days, that was a massive loss for the Indians. And I know he's not going to be here for the T20, but I think they're a lot closer. I think you'll find this series will be a lot closer with India being a lot better.
What are your thoughts on the way Bumrah's going through those first three games? Because, he was better in the third. There's no question about that. But the first two, is it just down to rust and a lack of play? Or is it because he's been like this for a little while, perhaps not where he was 2 years ago, Stewie?
Yeah, it's probably a good question in the sense that he's probably not where he was 2 years ago. I think there's a lot of rust in his cricket, or there certainly was. They've all come out of playing IPL, and then they got locked up in a hotel, as for anyone that comes into the country. And it just, if you're not out playing cricket all the time, and especially bowling 10 overs or 8 overs, you know, they've been playing for the last 6 weeks 4-over cricket with the bowlers. He looked really rusty in the first game. ABC, and he looked really, really rusty. The second one, I thought he was better. I thought he was quite good in the third game, and it looked like the Bumrah of old. But look, like any sport, whether it be cricket, rugby league, AFL, the second year, the third year, people start to work out what you do, yeah, and they start to, people call it the second year syndrome or the third year syndrome, whatever you want to call it. But people start to work out what you do, so it becomes a lot harder. And if you don't grow, adapt, get better, well, the field starts to catch up. And I think that's probably got a little bit to do with it as well.
Stewie, one of our men in here would like to marry Cameron Green, but I'm interested in your take on particularly his bowling. What did you take of his debut?
Okay, mate, look, he's a 20-year-old kid. He actually technically looks like a 20-year-old kid. Like, he's got technical deficiencies, but he's got so much raw talent. You sit there and go, goodness gracious, with being around the Australian team, being in the setup, doing all the strength and conditioning that the Australian cricket team do now, I think he's going to be an absolute superstar, because you can't be 6'6", bat, bowl, field like a champion and not be a good cricketer somewhere down the track.
Makes a bit of sense.
Mm-hmm. Now, Stuart, I'd imagine you both, you watch a lot of AFL, you know when you get just someone come out of the draft and he's just a phenomenal athlete, you know, hasn't quite got the skill level yet, but you just look at him and go, God almighty, this bloke's going to be a good cricketer, a good football player. I reckon that's Cameron Green.
Now, this switch-hitting conversation with Glenn Maxwell, obviously, it looks terrific and it's great for the game. Where do you sit on it, Stu?
Oh, you know, I've read all the stories. Ian Chappell's obviously been quite vocal about it, but Maxwell said a few things to say. Look, it adds to the game. I probably look at it that. I do think if someone changes their hands or changes, they've got to fix the wide rule, or they've got to, I don't know, there's got to be a little bit more emphasis on something for the bowler. What that quote is, I don't know. All I know is it's good for the game. There aren't many people in the world that can actually do it. You know, Maxwell does it obviously very well, and there's a few other guys from different teams. But, yeah, it just makes the bowler, and Ian Chappell's right when he says, the bowler has to tell you which side of the wicket he's bowling from, and then the wide rule applies. So if you fire it down the leg side, it's a wide. And but then again, if you switch hands, that no one has to say anything. You can just do it. So I can see both sides of the argument, but I know it's good for cricket.
Yeah, it's probably fair. I reckon it's probably the perfect way of saying it. It is good for cricket, but it's probably not fair. That's the only thing, particularly with
it's just entertaining when no one can do what Glenn Maxwell does. Like that was an unbelievable hit. And you sit there and go, well, maybe David Warner's the only other one, and maybe guys are practicing more. Maybe if everyone started to do it, it was becoming a little bit further. The unfairness was going. Well, maybe they'd look at it, but at the moment, it's good fun.
I'm really keen to explore a little bit more about the resting thing with the fast bowlers. And I know it happens every year, but a few people got a bit cranky that Pat Cummins was rested after just a couple of one-day games. And it seemed to be based on the fact that he's just come off an IPL campaign. How do you sit with that? And it looked like Mitchell Starc was underdone, and it kind of looked like Pat Cummins was overdone. How much of a concern is that going into a test series?
Oh, it's a massive concern, and look, being underdone, being over, Mitchell Starc, I agree, looked underdone. He looked like he hadn't played a lot of cricket, and the part about playing cricket, especially, but what they'll do, they'll go away and they'll bowl in the nets and they'll get 10 overs and they'll work on workloads and things like, which is all really good for your physical preparation and getting your body in tune and all that other stuff. Great, 100%, give it a complete tick. What bowling in the nets doesn't do, it doesn't give you any mental or focus or preparation of dealing with the pressure of playing international cricket or any cricket in particular, because the hardest thing about playing the game is anyone can run in and bowl and hit the stumps in the nets. Can you do it when Virat Kohli's standing down the other end and looking to smack you all over the park? And the only way you can get better at that is actually doing it and practicing and bowling in a match, because the pressure is the thing that gets everyone. And I think that's the bit I find hard with the resting. Not that they're physically not capable, and not that they need, Mitchell Starc's probably injured or he's got something wrong with him, so he's probably a different story. But if you aren't practicing or playing under high intensity, high pressure, which you cannot replicate in the nets, because, it's like batting. Like if you miss one or get bowled in the nets, you pick the ball up and throw it back to the bowler and say, bowl me another one, I want to have another go. Bowling's no different. You need to bowl in matches, and we are really concerned at the moment about physical preparation, which we need to be. However, that said, we don't take any account of match practice, or mental preparation for playing in an international test match or a one day.
Who are your openers for the test squad, Stewie?
Well, hopefully Warner's fit. If he's not, I think Burns and Pekowski get picked. If Warner is fit, I think they'll go with Pekowski. That's my gut feeling. I feel sorry for Burns. He was good in his last test match outing, but when Pekowski gets, when someone gets just mountains of runs and he keeps getting mountains of runs and he's a young kid coming through, pretty hard not to pick him.
It's a shorts and T-shirt day here in Melbourne today. What's it like in Sydney?
Shorts and T-shirt. Come on, it can't be that warm down in Melbourne. What is it, 15, 16?
It's 25 delicious degrees at the moment, right now. 25 delicious degrees.
Yeah, it's stinking hot in Sydney too. Shorts and T-shirt. Going down the beach for a little while.
Good luck. Enjoy the afternoon. Always appreciate you chatting here on The Breakfast Club. Thank you.
Good on you, boys. Have a good day.
Well, Stuart.